February 19th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, allow me to be your Father, to protect you, to guide you, and to provide for you. If you do not accept me and love me as your Father, you are vulnerable to every sort of spirit in the world. Satan can easily lie to you and pull you from the path of salvation. Your heart, if it is not with me, it is against me. Your heart is where your love is. If you love money, power, the goods of the world, or anything above me, Satan has his hold on you. Use every gift I have given you in holy love. Use all your talents to strengthen my kingdom on earth. Build up the kingdom of my divine will in the world by your yes to holy love. One person's yes may sway entire communities and influence whole nations. I store up your yes to holy love and use all of them combined as ammunition against the wiles of Satan in the world. Be united. Draw apart from those dedicated to the allurements of the world. Be part of my arsenal, which I can depend upon. Stand together as a sign of my divine will." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 5, 13 through 15. "You were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love be servants of one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you are not consumed by one another." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22. "So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.